what did grace give you? I want y'all to hear me now. Grace gave you everything. If grace gave you everything, why are you talking to God trying to convince him to give you something? Why are you whining? Why are you begging God? Why are you mad at God? All these things. You know why? Because you went to church somewhere. And you heard some preacher say, God won't do this and God won't do that. He said, God won't do this. I ain't studying God. It's because, see, somebody told a lie on God. And you asking God, God, will you do this for me? No, he won't do it because he's already done it. You can't do something you already done. Can y'all comprehend that? I can't marry Cora. I'm gonna say it again. I'm not able to marry Cora. You say, why you can't marry? I'm already married to her. It's already done. Can y'all comprehend this morning? So grace, but by grace are you saved through faith. Now listen to this. And that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. What is it? A gift of God. All right, let's unravel this. We understand what grace is. Grace is what? God's unmerited favor. Grace is God's willingness to do for you, or should I say have done for you, what you couldn't do for yourself. Grace is God fixing everything for you so you don't have to have anything. And I'll break that down to you so if you puzzle on that. When he have done everything, that means you don't have to do anything. What you have to do is learn how to receive and not try to talk him into doing something that you think he hadn't done. Is that clear? So Paul said, Peter said, but grow in the grace. What? Grow, learn what you got. And in the knowledge, get grace and knowledge, get grace, got it, get knowledge of it so you can use your faith to get it. All right. Come on. What you mean? Your faith will receive what God's already done. Woo, if we could get this. I'm already rich. I just need to know how to receive. I'm going to prove it to you from the word. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. I don't want to deceive me. I just have to, what I don't get done today, I have to pick up here next time. For ye know what? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know the grace? What happened? That though he was what? How was he? Yet for your sake he became poor. Why? That ye through what? His poverty might be rich. All right, let me give you another one. Turn to me with me to 1 John 4:17. Herein is our love made what? Perfect. that we might have what? Boldness when? See, when Satan come, when pain come, when sickness come, when poverty come, when these things come to tell you that you are sick, you are broke, you are poor, you are broke, you don't have no house to live in, you can't pay your bill, your mind is messed up, you're sick in the head, you're sick in the body, you're bad marriage, this and that, they come to tell you something different what the Lord said. Am I right? But he said, in my love, you're made perfect.
Come on.
What does he mean, Pastor? Ain't nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with me. But the problem comes and say you're sick. The problem comes and say you're weak. The problem comes and say your husband don't love you. The problem comes, your wife don't love you. The problem comes, say you don't have no money.
Come on.
Problem said, you'll be put out dope. Problem comes, say you don't have anything to pay your bill. But in his love, you're perfect.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Hey, y'all in the house?
Yes, sir.
Can I help you?
Help, help.
How do we do that, AJ? Help, help.
Help.
Okay. Can I help you? Here is our love made perfect that we, listen, why, that we may have what?
Boldness.
Boldness when?
In the day
of judgment, when that sickness comes to tell you that you're sick. When COVID came to your house and told you had COVID.
Boldness.
Have boldness, say nope, you're wrong, you got the wrong address.
Boldness. Come on.
When that bill showed up or this thing showed up, you wouldn't expect it and say, you're not going to come out this time. I may have boldness in the day of judgment and judge it by the word and who I am.
Boldness.
Woo. Why, how can I judge it? Now listen, how can I judge this? How can I be so confident that I am not what that thing says I am? How can I be so confident? Because as he is Jesus sick?
No.
Is Jesus broke?
No.
Is Jesus under depression?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
No. So as he is, what, you read it up there. So are we where?
In this world.
Where?
In this world.
And so when I know this, I don't pay those things any mind. You say, what is the pain there? You deal with it in the natural, you need to take some pain. But I don't change my confession. I don't change my stand. I don't change none of that. I don't care. What if you go to hell? I don't change. I do some natural thing because I hadn't fully developed to walk in this fullness, but I'm going to walk in what I do know.
Come on.
Anybody in this house today? And when I know this, if I continue, I'm growing in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I keep growing. I'm going to grow to the place where pain won't even come around. And when it shows up and start knocking, say, you got the wrong address. It'll beat my phone down the road. Because it know it can't get in there. Anybody here today? You know why people accept pain? Except sickness and disease, poverty and lack, because they don't feel qualified. I must have done something wrong. I must have didn't pray right. I must not read my Bible long enough. Or God is mad at me. Or I didn't fast yesterday. And see, all those things are good in that place. But you're doing it for the wrong reason. So you're trying to pray to get God to do something. You're trying to fast to get God to move. And he's already done it. He's waiting on you to grow up. and learn how to come in the throne room and receive what he's already done. Am I making this plain? Are you getting it?